Welcome to the Fanboy Factor Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood J-Man. With me is our resident comic book historian, Brian Isaacs. Brian, how you doing?
Doing good, sir. Doing good. How are you?
Not too bad. So, you and me again. It's been a while.
Yep. For those who don't know, the Grant Morrison article got published, and I emerged unscathed, actually.
Yeah. What was the outcome? Did you get any feedback?
The feedback, I think because I put in there the fact that, you know, people pretty much, you know, coming on the podcast and having a, you know, one-on-one debate deterred a lot of trolls.
Uh-huh.
But there were people who were fans of Morrison who, you know, were defending him, but not getting, like I said, not getting hostile about it. So, you know, there was no reason to go, you know, go after them since they really didn't go after me.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was kind of, from what I saw, it seemed to be, like, right down the middle. People either really, you know, they either agreed with me or they didn't. There was, like, no real middle line, but there was, you know, obviously some people like some stories a lot better than others.
Well, I gotta admit, it wasn't like your article was heavy-handed. In fact, you were pretty complimentary at points. I mean, and it's something you haven't said all along, that you found his creator-owned stuff much... You like that stuff much better than the superhero stuff.
Yeah,
which you know, again, we've talked about this to no end. It does make his style lend itself a little bit more to non-superhero stuff because of how he writes. Then I don't think it fits superhero stuff.
Yeah, and you know, it's, you know, one of my, you know, other than his non-linear writing, the other complaint of mine is it. It's, you know, he's taken 75 years, like in Batman's case, 75 years of history and saying, yeah, that's all canon.
I did not know that.
That's why we do reboots and things like that. So it's just,
yeah.
I don't know, it's what keeps the characters young and, you know, you forget some things, but it's just, I don't know. I think there's ways to update it and stuff, you know,
yeah.
But hey, it is what it is. I got it out there. I got a reaction. And like I said, nothing negative. You know, like I said, people either, you know, agreed or disagreed with me, but no one really got hostile. So
yeah,
that's all I can ask for.
That and Grant.
Yeah, but I don't see that ever happening.
Me either. So let's talk a little Suicide Squad.
Yes, let's.
Empire magazine had some. Well, then I love. I don't want to say I love Empire, but I like how Empire operates. They usually release a bunch of images that are going to be in their magazine just before they release the magazine.
I gotta
love that. But I think in this case, it was more subscribers to the magazine posted pictures, scans of the pictures first, and then they released images. And it doesn't matter how they got the internet. So new Suicide Squad pictures hit the internet with Jared Leto. You get a really good look at Jared
right
Leto.
Right on the cover, yeah.
Right on the cover. Actually, there's two different... Well, there's actually three different covers right at the moment. But there's two different ones of him. There's a body shot, and then there's like a... one of the alternate is like a chest-up shot. A waist-up shot. So, I mean, my opinion on the movie hasn't changed. I really don't have an opinion on the movie, but, you know, he's... I don't know what to make of him, to be honest with you.
He's definitely making the Joker his own. I will give him and Zack and, you know, David Ayers that you know, they're definitely making this Joker their own. This is not you know, this is Cesar Romero, it's not Nicholson, and it's not Ledger. This is Leto. This is definitely Leto. I still don't mind tattoos a lot.
You don't.
It doesn't bother me that much.
I don't think I care too much either.
It does look like they did not. It looks like more trick photography when it comes to his skin color than actually like makeup. You know, that's neither here nor there. You know, we've only seen like one real film shot of it actually, and that was in the first Suicide Squad teaser trailer. So, you know, it's different.
Now, I want to bring up a couple things. This theory's been around for a while that he's not really the Joker, or the Joker. And there's theory, fan theory that relates to Batman versus Superman, all this crazy shit.
That. That this might.
But I bring this up because is it possible that maybe this is not Joker?
I mean, anything's possible. It is.
Like, I guess what I'm saying is, like, this, obviously, this is going to be the Joker character right. for this movie. But is this somebody assuming the mantle of Joker? That's what
is
I think
it
I'm
the
trying
original
to say.
Joker or the mantle?
Like, this is the, to me, wait a minute. I guess what I'm trying to say is, this is somebody playing the Joker or somebody who is a fan of the Joker. Like, the Joker's out there somewhere or dead. Like, let's just assume it was Heath Ledger. I'm not saying this at all, but I guess why I bring all this up is because he's really not any Joker we've ever seen before.
In some ways he is, in some ways he isn't. The picture on Empire magazine, the full shot really makes him look asexual, which is a lot of different writers have lately, within the past 15 years, have tackled the Joker that way, kind of an asexual being.
Yeah, well, you know what? For some reason, that makes sense to me.
And there was another picture inside the magazine that someone took a photo of him at sitting across from Harley Quinn, that famous scene that's been replicated in comics, animation, and even the video game. So, I can't, I really can't say an opinion of it. I think, it's a very visually stunning and shocking image. The cover. He's got the traditional cane that the Joker did have. It doesn't have the Joker head on it, but for a while there were some issues of Batman where it did have a cane. The purple jacket,
Yeah, but it's still purple.
And then you got the... looks like sleep pants that he's wearing.
I was going to say sweatpants. That's weird. I mean, it's weird. That's why.
No, actually, I'm taking a look at it right now. They are hospital wear because on the leg, it looks
Is
like
it?
It's Arkham.
You're right. It says Arkham.
So those are
inmate absolutely
pants.
Right.
Oh, this is so much going to be like that video, that edit feature. I'm telling you, the plot is going to be the same.
The assault on Arkham.
I'm telling you, it's going to be the same. I think the other image of the other character that they put out there, Enchantress, that disturbed me more.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a... I got to find that one. That is a weird
First
one.
First off, that actress just...
She's got an odd look to her. Odd's not right,
she's
but
got,
I'm going to say
she's
odd.
Got she's got man eyebrows. That's the thing.
Is that what it is about
her? I've seen her in other things, and I'm like, bitch, you got the money. Shave those fuckers.
Well, she's that's probably her shtick at this point. What is she... What else has she been in? Would I know her in anything?
She's been in a couple different things. I gotta see what her freaking name is. I can't remember off the top of my head.
It's like Sarah or Cara Devine or some shit like that. It's Cara Devine. That is, I'm looking at it now, one creepy ass picture.
But she is not exactly that great looking to begin with. She is, I don't know, I'm like looking at model posters of her, and quite honest, she looks like she was a man. And I'm not trying to be, I'm very pro transgender and stuff, but this ain't a chick. No.
Just doesn't do it for
you. She's, I just don't know what to make of her. She's English. She's been in, she was in this film Paper Town. She was in that Pan movie that kind of flopped.
Oh, the one with Wolverine? Yeah, okay. That's a beating.
Yeah, that really did. She's not that, known of an actress, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But it's just... she's just weird. Very... I mean, you even look at her, like her... You look her up on the internet, and just like, she's just a very weird-looking chick to begin with.
Check out the alternate image of of Jared Leto as a Joker. As a, the alternate one's pretty creepy.
That bad?
It's pretty much the same. I mean, it's the same. He's wearing the same getup that he's in the body shot. But just the look on face is, I don't know, man. He might pull this shit off. He might be wacky enough to pull this shit off.
I don't know. I mean, I think he's a good actor. I mean, I know he's not your favorite.
I know. I'm just being a wanker. But, and listen, anybody who takes on that role is really, either really believes in themselves or they can do so, add something to that character. After what Ledger did
please,
to it.
It's, I mean, and you remember when Ledger did it, it was just like people were just bashing him
yes.
left and right.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, it's. I remember looking at the first picture with close up right on Ledger's face, and I was just like, are we looking at the Crow?
Yeah.
Then, you know, of course, it was the performance that blew it away, and but that was also more realistic, and then, you know, because every, it's like the marker keeps going. They said the same thing about, you know, Nicholson when he was going to do it, but people were like, yeah, but Cesar Romero will always be my Joker. So it's just like,
yeah,
it's a generational thing, I think. But
I think you're right about that. And if that's the theory that we're going to go by, then this Joker definitely is for this generation.
Yeah, I'm looking at this other picture you were talking about, and
It's like shocking, or it's
yeah,
shocking.
It's, but he actually looks more like the like Frankenstein's monster. Because I don't know, maybe because the electrodes he's holding up in it. For some reason, he just more looks like Frankenstein's monster to me. Oh, I know why. It's not just the electrodes, because I'm leaning back and there's like a tattoo on his forehead. So when
what does that? What does that
don't
say?
Deranged. I think.
Oh, is that it?
But when I moved back, it just it looks like kind of the cut where, you know, Frankenstein took the head off and put the brain in.
Yeah.
So.
With his
hair standing, it just really reminds me of like Frankenstein's monster in this picture for some.
Yeah, a little bit. I see it.
No, I don't know why. But
I don't really hear too much bitching about him as Joker. I still.
No.
I still see people bitching about Affleck as Batman. Yeah. Still. People complaining about that, but not too much about him as Joker, which is kind of surprising.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with this. I mean, I'm more worried about Smith fucking up Deadshot. I mean, we already know he's going to wear the mask with the eye thing in one shot, and that's it.
One shot,
and that's pissing me off more about this film than anything else.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just, really.
I don't know. I don't think I have an opinion about this movie. And honestly, if it weren't for him. Leto and Margot Robbie as Harley. I probably would not see this picture at all. But he is at least intriguing enough for me to go see it, of course. Her as Harley, I mean,
I know.
That's probably worth the price of admission right there.
But still, that group shot of the entire team, it just.
It's just not. I know.
It just reminds me of Warriors, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you. I definitely agree with you there.
The costumes are just so subpar, you know.
And the Croc one, I don't know.
I mean, the only one that looks normal is Rick Flagg, but he's military, so of course it would make sense for him to wear military wear.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's just like, eh. They look like a biker gang.
Yeah. Or, yeah, exactly.
Especially a guy playing Boomerang with that, what the fucking mustache thing he's with. Hello, fellers!
That's funny. So, we haven't talked Flash or Arrow to any great length.
No.
Now, I didn't see the whole episode of Arrow. I think I only got a couple minutes left, so just I didn't catch the end, just so we can't really talk about the end. You were, for a while, feeling like Arrow may have jumped the shark. You still feel that way? Still feeling that?
No, this last episode definitely redeemed itself, I felt.
Why is that? What happened?
I don't know. There was just something back in the chemistry. Maybe it was the action. Maybe it was the, you know, characters getting together again. Maybe it was the conspiracy. It just seemed to work. Everything seemed to work on every level.
What do you think of Damian Dark so far?
I don't know. I think my problem is it's just like Neil McDonald, I'm just like, it's just like, this guy again? You know, it's just, he's one of these actors, you know, these actors who seems to show up in everything now.
I don't know if I feel that way, but I definitely feel like he's more of a bit actor.
Yeah.
Like, he seems getting, like, these... Not that this role is a bit role, but you know what I'm trying to say? Like, I don't know if typecast is the right word, but I don't know. In this role, I like him. I mean, I like what he's doing so far. He's not really doing all that much. And I don't understand, if he's got all these powers, why he just doesn't take Arrow on himself, but then there wouldn't be much of a show.
Yeah. It's not everything, you know, you can't argue simple solutions, a little suspension of disbelief.
Right, I know. The only reason I put that up this time is because they brought in this Gambit character who starts tossing around cards, and, you know, obviously Dark, or he showed off his power, and it's like, well, whatever. Yes, I know.
But the Gambit, you know, the Gambit character is a character from, he is a Flash villain called, you know, Double Down is actually a villain, but in it, it's his, he's a gambler who tried to gamble against, who tried to cheat the devil. And the devil turned his cards into his skin.
No shit.
So in the comics, like, he can make, you know, the deck of cards come out, and they can, since it's magic, it's like Superman went against him and the cards cut his skin.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's vulnerable to magic.
But so this guy wasn't tattooed?
No, the devil tattooed him.
Okay.
And then, you know, but in the comics also, it just like, you're looking at it, and it's really some artists are just more grosser than others, because you're looking at this heap of muscles after a while, and the veins, because he's got no skin on it, just like, ew.
Yeah.
So when I first heard they were doing Double Down, I was just like, oh god, that's gonna be so sick. But, you know, no, they did it a different way. So he would just pull them off of his body, and, you know, I don't know, it wasn't bad episode. I didn't think so overall.
No, I didn't. I don't think it was so either. I thought it was pretty good. And of course, the T-Spheres.
Yes.
You gotta love that.
Oh, God. That did it for me. You know, I did see in an interview that, you know, he will be stepping into the role of Mr. Terrific.
That's interesting. I hope not soon. Because he's another one who needs to have a good story arc.
We need to see more of his intelligence.
Yeah.
But I swear to God, in the previous episode, he said, when he was being laid off.
Yeah.
I swear he said, I have to let my husband know.
He did.
He did. Because I'm also seeing things on rumors, then other people must have missed it. Because now some other sites are theorizing a possible romance between him and Felicity. And I'm like, but he said.
No what?
He said, no. My husband.
I don't know the first thing about what's coming up, but I don't, they don't have that kind of chemistry.
No.
And he definitely said, I have to tell my husband.
Yeah, okay. So I wasn't here then.
Definitely said that.
I mean, he threw me back. I mean, I don't care either way. You know, it's, you want to get, you know, if I really was going to be a dick, I would have been like, it's supposed to be Michael Holt, not Curtis Holt, but, you know, hey, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I was excited to see the T-Spears.
Yeah.
You know,
I like what he said about them too. They combust, or it was, he definitely needs, if they're going to turn him into Mr. Terrific at some point, mm-hmm. he needs more character development.
Definitely.
He's still too flat. I don't have a problem with it. I actually like him.
Yeah.
He just is still too flat.
Yeah. We definitely need to learn more about him. I mean, he's definitely not heroic enough yet.
No, he's too scared.
Too scared. Doesn't know how to fight for shit.
Yeah, I mean, and look, there's nothing wrong with that. Let's see character
development. Yeah, I'm not saying.
Let's see him turn into that character. That's all. And nobody's saying that's what they're doing, but.
You know. I just want to see, I mean, I could care less if he does anything. I just really want to see the T-Spears flying around.
Yeah. Like orbiting him, I want to see that.
Or knocking people in the head and shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's definitely, I don't know if he'll actually be, he's not going to be the same comics version of Mr. Terrific, but I can see him taking on the tech role and being the guy who provides, you know, Ollie with different types of arrows. That I could see as a development.
I agree.
So, because he already knows the secret, so. Well, he doesn't know who Ollie, he knows that Felicity is involved with Green Arrow, but he doesn't know who Green Arrow is.
Yeah.
And
like, he couldn't put that together, but whatever.
Yeah. But
you got, again, you're right, suspension of disbelief. Yeah. What about Flash?
Good God, that show just keeps getting better.
It does, man. really does.
It was just, oh.
What do you make of Wells coming out at the end?
I'm going back and forth on whether it's actually Wells or if it's an Earth 2 version of Wells.
Tell me again, pronounce his name. It's not Ichabod or Thrawn.
Ichabod Thrawn.
It is Ichabod.
Ichabod.
Ichabod, yeah, okay.
E-B-O-D-A, Ichabod.
Okay.
Yeah. Ichabod Crane. Now you got me screwed up with Crane. Thrawn.
Sorry.
But we don't know, you know, he may be Thrawn, he may not be Thrawn.
We don't know. We just don't know.
Maybe, you know, it doesn't, you know, it's definitely a different Star Lab type thing. You'd think he would try and do the same thing on that Earth that he was trying to do on this Earth.
You would think, but they have a different Flash on that Earth.
But that,
you know, so who knows?
I know.
I just think it's
the actual Wells' duplicate. Because, you know, we did see Wells later on in series one, you know, there was a real Wells who ended up dying.
Right.
I just think it's his doppelganger, and it is going to cause some issues, I think.
I saw some artwork, and I definitely don't think it's official. But it was, and oh my god, when I saw it, I hope it's absolutely true. Eddie is Zoom.
That would be cool.
It was him in the black costume, but he didn't have the mask on. Like the mask, did you see
it? No,
I
have not.
So he's like sitting there, the mask is on, you know, he's either holding the mask or his mask isn't on. It's Eddie's face, but his eyes are blue electricity. I'm like, that is fucking awesome.
If that was the case,
and I hope that's
if that was the case, then I called it a long time ago.
You did, man. And it's a great juxtaposition. It takes the characters, you know, from the comics, switches them around a little bit, but still keeps the theme. Oh my god, I love this show.
I was really seriously thinking about, you know, the relationship between Barry and Jay. And it's not a father-son thing. It's definitely a big brother type of thing.
Yes, absolutely.
At first I thought it was going to be like a father-son thing. But I like the aspect. It's more like, you know, I just thought about our last conversation with it about him calling, you know, Jay calling Barry kid all the time. That's something an older brother would do.
Right. And that's why I like their dynamic. Yeah. And I hope I want to see Barry getting annoyed by him a lot more because he knows as an older brother, he's going to be right. And I want to see Barry get annoyed by all that shit.
I mean, but
absolutely.
I just rethought it and I really like that relationship.
Because he's not that much older than Barry.
But that's what makes it, you know, the older brother thing. I think it would work better.
Yeah. What I don't like so far with Jay, and I don't know if we talked about this last week, is that he's only been a speedster for 2 years.
Right.
I don't like that part. I'm not real crazy about. I wish they would have gave him either. I mean, they're going to ask him, so I wish they would have made him a speedster a little bit longer than that.
Yeah.
Because he's 2 years. Barry's already been doing it a year. What kind of advice is he going to give back? I mean,
I know.
Him have a little bit more time under his belt than Barry to really punctuate that. Yeah, I've been a speedster a little bit longer.
Yeah, it's just
to further that big brother thing.
It just needs. Yeah, that was also one of the problems when they first introduced the new 52.
Yes,
you can't. Sometimes you just need to put a vague timeline on it.
Yeah.
Don't say, you know, don't just say, oh, it's been, you know, 2 years, it's been 5 years, you know.
Right. Because
then you got, you know, they look at Batman and the new 52. It's just like, so you've been Batman for 5 years and you've had four Robins.
Right. It really, that big pigeonhole. Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't make any sense.
But 2 years is not, it doesn't make him that much of a veteran compared to Barry. And that's, I'm trying to think, what else happened in the show?
What's her name getting over Ronnie's death very fast?
I'll tell you, she looks better this season for some reason. Her hair's different.
Oh, did you see the picture they posted on The View of her as Killer Frost?
Yes, looks awesome.
God, I never thought she was hot, but I looked at them like, damn.
Well, they're working her. They're working her to that direction with that, you know, the way she looks now.
Yeah, but even still, I don't see it. It just, she still more looks like a homebody. But that picture, like I said. Hers, Killer Frost, was just, damn.
I can't remember. Who did he face? I can't remember now.
Oh, my God. Wasn't
the, I showed you how good the episode was. We can't remember.
Wasn't the Sand Demon, because that was the previous week. Oh my Christ, who the hell did he face off against?
Well, Starling was having...
This was it. Captain Cold and his father.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I don't know why I didn't think of that.
That's what it was.
I'll tell you what, I love Starling. Oh, he's such a great character. I like his sister. I love the interaction. It goes probably against everything in the comics, but I love that he knows who Barry is. I love that Barry knows who he is. I just just the way he says that draw, the Scarlet Speech.
That was one of the things about Geoff Johns' run on The Flash is, you know, he took Captain Cold and made him this man of yes, he was a criminal, but he had a certain code of honor.
Yeah.
And one of those things was never kill a speedster.
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody, you know, he didn't believe in, like, Mirror Master, it was the second Mirror Master, had a cocaine problem, and Snart beat the shit out of him for doing it.
Yeah.
There was a second Trickster, and it was just Axel, that kid, and just, he couldn't stand it, that he wouldn't follow orders, so he beat the shit out of him, too. He, at the same time, he was trying, he knew that Heat Wave was also, like, what do they call it? An arsonist.
He
really likes flames and stuff. He was always trying to keep Heat Wave calm, so he wouldn't burn down every fucking thing in sight. It was just, John's really brought another level to Captain Cold, and it's really coming out here. You know, it's just, he thought Barry got shot by his father, and he was just like,
"Sorry, Barry."
Sorry, Barry. He felt just like the look on his face is like, "Oh fuck, what did I do?"
Yeah, he plays a good character.
Yeah.
I definitely like their interaction.
Yeah, I cannot wait to see him in Legends of Tomorrow. I really think he's going to shine in that.
Yeah, I agree with you.
God,
and I also like the thing between his sister and Sisko.
I'm looking at that like, in what fucking earth would this happen in?
It wouldn't, but it's just, she is so teasing him, and he is so smitten by her. It's just, I love the interaction between the two of them. It's so funny.
Yeah, I love the motorcycle she drove off on at the end, the golden motorcycle. Gee, subtle as a dump truck there, guys.
Yeah, and that's that of all his names, that's the dumbest name, the golden motorcycle. That's the best he could have done. But I like Sisko, so...
Yeah, I'm not...
I know.
Still not a fan. And then we saw, you know, as we're talking tonight, we're missing what's going on with Stein.
Yeah, and Firestorm.
Yeah. Now the Matrix is not complete anymore. Which I'm still trying to understand. Why did they have to create a new character? And because we already introduced Jason Rosch.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who is... I don't know. It's Jason Ross was an African American kid in the comics, and he ended up getting the Firestorm Matrix. So why not just go back to the same, you know, replace it with another actor? I don't care about that, but just use the same name, Jason Rush.
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out. Maybe there's a reason.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out after this.
When does Legends of Tomorrow start?
Mid-season. It's a mid-season miniseries. It's not a replacement, it's just a miniseries.
So it's not a full show?
No, well, it was never intended to be a show.
Okay.
It was just intended, I think it's like 12 or 13 episodes.
Oh, really?
Now I'm hearing, like, Damian Dark is supposed to cross over into that and The Flash.
I'll tell you what, I love that on both shows, they reference each other.
Yeah.
I really like that. And it's not that they're always talking about The Flash, they just talk about, you know... Something that a character in Central City or Cisco did this, or somebody did that. I like it a lot.
Here's the one thing that just annoys, well, not annoys me, but it's just like, you know, they're going to resurrect Sarah, or they did.
Yeah.
And we know Constantine's supposed to show up, and it's just like, because, you know, Mark Guggenheim is so excited about this show. He's releasing everything. It's just like, oh, God, I cannot wait for Constantine to show up. When?
Yeah. It's soon, isn't it? It should be
soon. I'm thinking.
She does get resurrected in this last week's show, right?
I don't. She's not going to be on this episode.
Huh.
But I'm,
well, they're obviously going to use him to bring her back.
Yeah, bring back her, like, soul or whatever the heck that is. But it's just a matter of now, just like, when? I just want to know.
What do you think of all this talk? Well, not all this talk, but what do you think of this Krypton TV show? That, I don't know, is it in development?
It looks like it's back in development. It was, you know, they talked about it when Man of Steel first came out.
Right.
And then, you know, it was always going to be on Sci-Fi. And it deals with Krypton's, Superman's great-grandfather on Krypton, supposedly planting the seeds. But now they're saying it's definitely 200 years before the events of Man of Steel.
So it is going to be in the Man of Steel universe.
Man of Steel universe. Who cares?
You know what? Agreed. I'm a big Superman fan. I don't care at all.
This is not this.
I only like Krypton. I'll tell you what. Any time back in the day, they did like in the back of the comics, they did the mini comic.
Yeah, like
Krypton.
A one-off flashback or something like that. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Eyes glaze over. Never read it. Hardly ever.
See, I would read it. You know, sometimes I found it interesting. You know, there were some mini series about life on Krypton that I liked and stuff. But an entire series.
All I have these horrifying pictures of like 90210 on Krypton.
And the stories in the comics were about the world of Krypton. They didn't focus always on Jor-El. They focused on everybody in Krypton.
Right.
So now we got to see Superman's ancestor. Really?
Yeah, I don't see the need. Too many other things. I want to see Titans.
I know, but look at the channel it's going to. Sci-Fi. The same people who gave us Sharknado. And Sharknado 2.
Well, yeah, you're right. If this is going to be on Sci-Fi, then they're probably definitely going to run this show.
What the hell else do they got going on?
I don't know. They do have that that one show. It's pretty good.
Which one?
With the Rocketeer. Oh, what the hell is it? What's the name of that show?
Oh, that zombie one or something like that?
Yeah, I forget the name of it. Where the CDC is involved. Yeah. Anyway, I like that show. That was pretty good.
You tell me about it. It's on Netflix. I keep forgetting about it.
And then the second season, I guess the third season will be coming up soon. Yeah, so anyway, there's that. Yeah, Krypton, whatever. And then there's this whole quote-unquote controversy of Supergirl going up against Gotham. Now, I could have sworn that Supergirl was going to be on a different night. I thought she was debuting on Monday night, and then they were moving her to, like, Wednesday. So she's definitely on Monday night.
So. I believe that they may move her after football.
Yeah.
Now I gotta look it up right now, because I'm not too sure.
Well, you and I saw we saw Supergirl the first episode a ways back. I didn't see the aired version, so I don't know what was changed, if anything. I didn't catch it yet. I did DVR.
No, it's definitely the regular. Yeah, I'm looking at the official press release right here. It's Mondays, 8 to 9, and it's Fox versus CBS, but let's face it, the only ones who really win here is Warner. It's a fucking win-win for them.
Yeah. Personally, I'm watching Gotham over Supergirl. Like, if Monday night I got nothing going on, I'm going to watch Gotham. I'm caught up.
Sorry, I'm watching Supergirl.
I'm the Gotham apologist. What I do like, and I don't have a problem with Supergirl at all.
Other than that one fact.
I love all the positive press the show is getting.
Empowerment with little girls and things like that. I love that. It's just,
I hope that they can ride this arc for a long time.
They can't do it without mentioning his fucking name.
Yeah. Well, we'll see in the next episode how they deal with it in a couple of episodes.
It's just like a couple of people went to the press room over at New York Comic Con. One of the producers said, nope, we're probably never going to say him by name.
Is that what they came out and said?
This person said. But, you know, at the same time, the person had a recorder and stuff. And I'm like, so why didn't you get it on tape? So I don't want to, I'm not, let's just say, let's, as they say in the court, hearsay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Until I actually hear something definite or see something written, because
then I think they should have done what I said before, is that they should have. She's the one who should have came from Krypton, not him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it just should, there's no, in the universe that she exists, there is no Superman. She's the one that comes from Krypton, and it's the same show. They don't have to worry about any of that shit.
Yeah, but then you know she wouldn't, that? You know, it would be a different type of show. Now at least now she has to stand in somebody else's shadow. She's got to prove herself. It's very, you know, it's a different type of superhero show. It's not as dark as Flash or Arrow, which is good.
No, but I understand that. But if they don't have to deal with Superman or ever, if there's no Superman in her universe, then they're free to do whatever they want to do. It doesn't have to be dark or anything. It's just, she's the one from Krypton.
I guess it was always because, you know, that's the way I grew up, was just like she was always in Superman's shadow.
She was in his shadow.
No matter what she would do, she was always in his shadow. You know, he joined the Legion of Superheroes, she joined the Legion of Superheroes. You know, after even the reboot, you know, after she got killed and they eventually decided to bring her back, she ended up becoming a Justice League member. So it's just like, you know, it's just...
You know, and DC has not yet announced a new Supergirl comic.
You can't blame them for that. I mean, sales were not that great.
Come on, you're going to have it. If they have a hit show and they're not going to have a Supergirl comic, come on.
I mean, it's going to translate to sales of comics, though.
Oh, I don't know. I think it's pretty. I think they'd be remiss. They're leaving money on the table.
They have another. You know, it's not like they're adding any more Superman books, period.
They've got enough Superman books. I think that the character that they created in the New 52 for Supergirl is the problem.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
It's a tough character.
But here's the thing. It's just like, it's always been like that. But along its top, for almost 20 years now, it's just like the Superman, books are growing. Batman books grow fucking leaps and bounds. I mean, look how many, you had Action Comics and you had Superman. And maybe you'd have, and then you had Superboy and Supergirl. But Batman, you would have Batman, Detective, Legends of the Dark Knight, Nightwing, Robin, Azrael, Agent of the Bat, Birds of Prey. It's just like the Bats, just on and on and on and on. Batman over, Batman. I mean, fuck it, they're doing it in the goddamn movie, more Batman. I mean, come on, they have no faith in Superman, even though he is the flagship fucking character.
Well, like I said, I hope this show does well and...
I mean,
it's good to say.
It's got a different air to it. I liked it. See what happens.
I wonder if the show that they aired is much different from what we've
seen. No, I caught bits and parts of it.
Did?
It
okay.
Was pretty much,
it's an essence the same show.
It was pretty much the same thing, which, you know, still makes me wonder why we get such a clean copy online.
Yeah.
But, you know... But here's something we missed in our Flash and Arrow recaps.
What's
that? Talk about a certain Archer being on Legends of Tomorrow, but not the one you think of.
Which one are we talking about?
Green Lantern's son, the prodigal son, Connor Hawke, is going to be appearing in Legends of Tomorrow.
Green Lantern or Green Arrow?
The second one that took the name.
Does Connor Hawke not exist in Arrow's universe? He does have a son, right?
We don't know. We've just seen an ex-girlfriend whose name we don't know talk to a kid. We don't know male, female, what is it? Is Ollie the father? We don't know anything. I mean, it was definitely a big hint. But, you know, there was a casting call for Arrow, and they were asking for the show is casting an African-American or biracial male who decides to put on the uniform of a missing hero who once stood for justice and hope. So, and you know, this one site double-checked their sources, and they confirmed, the producer of the show, it is Connor Hawke.
I wonder if he's going to be taking up Arsenal.
No, he's going to be going as Green Arrow. Yeah, really? He's from a future time, though.
Huh. Interesting.
The show is time travel.
But they're right. They are time traveling in that show, aren't they? I forgot that. So he can be his son.
It's just not the same. Can't be, you know, like I said, the casting call is asking for someone who's either, you know, African-American or biracial.
Right. I just was wondering how the hell they were going to pull off his son on the show, and I forgot they were going to time travel.
Well, then again, Connor Hawke was always kind of a mystery to me. And I hate to say this, but his father is like Aryan youth personified. His mother was Korean, and yet he's half black, half Korean. Where'd the black come from? Maybe he really isn't Oliver's son. That's what I want to know. Other than the blonde hair, it's just like, you know, it's just, I never understood that in the comics. I could understand if he was just, you know, half white, half Korean. Okay, fine, that's Ollie's son. But the half black, half Korean, it was always like, but Oliver's...
Well, maybe his mom is.
No, but they always made his mom, like, when they drew her, they always made her Korean. Full Korean.
Huh.
Unless it was, you know, it could be, you know how genetics work. Could be, it could have been a dormant gene in her. Maybe her father, you know, was black or something. It was a dormant gene. I don't know. I really like the character of Connor Hawke when he was introduced. I think he was, for a while, he was the number one martial artist. He wasn't as good as archery as his father, but he could kick Batman's ass.
Yeah.
He was, like, the number one ranked martial artist in the DCU for the longest time. So, it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you, did you catch the Jessica Jones trailer?
You want to know something? I didn't.
Fuck.
I know.
Dude, it looks awesome.
Everybody that I saw who saw it, and I don't really have a good reason why, I just didn't get a chance to watch it yet. It's just another one of those shows that everybody seems to be digging.
It really looks like it was really pulled from the comic. Dark, gritty, some dark humor to it, too. It looks good, man. I've only known Kristen Ritter from... I've never seen her play an action character like this. It's always, I've seen her in comedies, or, you know, she played, you know, the victim number five or something. I don't know. It's just, but but she really looks good in this role.
How does she come off?
They're like, definitely downplaying. It's in the comics, they're trying to downplay her using her superpowers.
Okay, so she's sort of pushing them aside.
She's trying not to use them unless she really needs to. So which, again, makes me wonder, is this like, the description of the show has to do with her being a former failed superhero, and I'm like, but we really haven't seen any superheroes until Iron Man showed up on the scene. So I'm wondering, timeline-wise, where she fits in.
Interesting. I guess because of where the show is coming out, I always thought it was just following Daredevil's footsteps. You know what I mean? Like, it just happened after Daredevil. But they've never really said that.
The series happens after Daredevil, but her being a failed superhero, that happened before.
So the series is taking place kind of around Daredevil's time.
Her past.
Right, yeah, okay. Like,
the Purple Man, or, you know, they don't call him the Purple Man, but Kilgrave. In the comics, it looks like they're following that, where Bendis really did a fucked up number on this entire series. He really he took a D-list villain and just made him, like, fucked up. He would, you know, fucking mind rape her and make her do shit, you know, shit like that, yeah.
They're going to cover that stuff on the show.
Yeah.
Like, that's the tone they're after.
You know, Luke Cage was in the trailer, and he looks great, too. I'm not too sure if he had his powers or not. But, you know, he looks good. Like I said, it's just like, she uses her, you know, the way she uses her powers, it's just like, you know, she goes to a building, she's got to get up to a second story. And she has the power of flight, but, again, she doesn't want to use her powers, so she just kind of flies up one flight.
Do people know who she is? Do people know that they that no, she's got powers?
No, I think that's part of the, because the tagline is, you will know her name.
Okay.
So people don't know that she's got powers. In it looks like she hides it from everyone, but Luke Cage finds out. They made that really obviously in the trailer. And there was this one funny scene where this car is trying to drive away, and she's holding up the back end. And she's this little. She's looking at the guys trying to drive away, like, really. Dude, you just gotta check out that. It just it looks.
I should have watched it before the show, but I was trying to catch up.
It really just looks that dark and wonderful, and yet creepy at the same time, because you got this villain such a lech. It's just like, oh my god, I can't wait for this. I can't wait for November for this show to start.
And it's, when does it hit November 1?
Wow. No, 21st.
Right in time for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving weekend.
God. Well, I don't watch football, so I got something to watch now.
And then, since we're talking about Marvel, what do you think of... You think of Baron Zemo, Brian?
It's not a Zemo unless you're not wearing the mask.
So he's not wearing a mask?
That's what he's saying. Why?
What do you think? I don't know. Why call him Zemo? Just call him something else.
But on the other token, you know, this is the cinematic universe and they can do things different. I don't have to...
Yeah. Maybe he'll just wear the gold thing around his head.
Well, you know... Or maybe he'll get his face, you know, burned or melted and need to put on the mask afterwards.
Interesting. I don't know. I'm not feeling this movie right now.
There's too much going on for just a Captain America film. It really is.
It is. You know, and granted, it's still, I don't know, half a year away. More than half a year away. I just, and maybe I don't feel anything for it because there's really nothing out there right now about it.
No, it's just like they showed the teaser trailer at D23, and we haven't seen shit. And it's annoying. It's just
they definitely need to get a Batman versus Superman trailer out. Like, ASAP.
You mean Captain America?
No, I mean Batman versus, because we're talking about trailers. And that's coming out... I'm sorry, you weren't in my head when I was thinking that?
It's not.
Because that comes out in March. I mean, that's... sooner than Captain America.
Probably see the... I'm sure we'll see the Superman v. Batman, or, you know, Batman v. Batman. The Batman also starring Superman and sometimes Wonder Woman film trailer probably around, I'm going to say during the Thanksgiving films. And then Civil War we'll probably see around Christmas. That one I would not be surprised if it's not attached to Star Wars. It may...
Really? You don't think Civil War will be attached to Star Wars?
I think it will be. I don't...
Oh, okay.
I probably... It sounded better in my head. I really see them...
That makes sense,
film promoting another Disney film. Yeah, of course they're going to release it with that. I can't see him releasing it any earlier, because I'm thinking about Disney slate for the rest of the year, and that would be the only logical step is to have it open up Star Wars.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Now, have you caught this rumored casting?
What's that?
Now, we talked about this many, many moons ago about Nathan Fillion wanting to be a DC hero. And him wanting to play Booster Gold. Now Alan Tudyk, who played Wash.
Can they just make this goddamn movie already?
Who played Wash on Serenity and Firefly. He said, well, if Nathan's working on it, then I'm in, and I'll be the Blue Beetle.
That's awesome, man. Can we
just sign all the contracts right now, please? Can we?
I mean, it couldn't really. It's the perfect casting for the right characters. Let's make this happen. ASAP.
It's just like in my head, I could see the two, because, you know, Fillion sometimes plays this arrogant ass and stuff, and Tudyk plays, you know, this neurotic kind of guy, and I'm just like, the two of them, of course, play awesome off each other. I've caught, like, one episode of that web series, Con Man.
Yeah, I've never
It's
seen
not
it. Is it
bad,
good?
but it's just like the way they play off of each other. It's just like, oh my god, this is it. Just please write the film. Just sign the contracts now. Get
sign
it done,
it, man. Squeeze it into the timeline somehow.
Fuck everything else. Just make this film, man.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of squeezing shit into the timeline, where is Wonder Woman stand right now? Have you heard anything?
They said there's some rumors about what's going to be going on. I'm hearing, again, Ares' main foe with Cersei pulling the strings.
I don't have a problem with that.
No,
that
I mean, that's how it is. But now I'm also seeing it's just like, I don't know if this was a typo, but they kept saying World War One. Yeah, and the movie will keep going. It's just like you'll see it go up to modern times where she meets Batman and stuff.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Not travel. It's just like it'll go on its normal course through time. Within the allotted thing we're watching, but it's going to start in World War One. Like,
now wait a minute. Are you saying that Wonder Woman is going to be involved somehow in World War One? She's that old?
Well, Wonder Woman is immortal.
Yeah. Well, when was she born, created? Like, is she real? I never really thought that she was that old. I knew she was immortal, but I didn't think she was old.
It depends on the writer. Alex Ross and Mark Waid's Kingdom Come, she didn't age until she got pregnant. That's kind of what washed away the magic, but, you know. Also, you know, it's just, you have all these Amazons who never aged whatsoever from Greek times up until World War II and beyond that. So it was really, you know, the Earth 2 Wonder Woman ended up aging because she was off of Paradise Island for so long. So, you know, it's...
I always put her as the same age as the rest of them. But if she is sort of like Wolverine, you know, like Wolverine's really, he was born, what, in the 1800s? So she could actually be, she could be hundreds of years old.
You know, I've seen several different writers' theories about Paradise Island saying, you know, it moves through time differently, where like what may seem like a year there, maybe 20 years on the real world. So that's a possibility, but I think what's really bothering me is just like starting in World War One. It's just like, I don't know. I call me a purist, but I'd rather have them start in World War Two. I know that's it's such a silly thing, but she debuted. She made her debut in during World War Two.
Yeah,
the Linda Carter series started off in World War Two. So I don't know. Just
actually, I would agree with you. That does make a lot more sense than World War
One. Unfortunately, Snyder has this hard on with the trenches in World War One. If you saw that film, Sucker Punch. He's got a hard on for World War One shit.
I saw it and I immediately forgot it. Yeah, that was one of those movies where it was so hyped, and I watched it and I'm like, the fuck is this?
It's like people described it as a video game.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really get it.
I have no clue.
Oh, you know, we're not the biggest Zack Snyder fans.
Oh, you're a Walking Dead fan.
Now, I
didn't watch it, but I was...
You want to talk about it?
I know what happened, but it's just like... I have a lot of friends who watch... It's just like The Walking Dead has become a cultural phenomenon. But what people still don't know is it's based on a comic book. So... Yeah. The character of Glenn died, and I've seen all my friends go fucking, who are not comic nerds, they lost their shit on this.
Yes.
And my answer to them was, if you read the comic, you would have known this was coming.
I never read the comic. I mean, I know it was a comic.
Yeah,
I never
he
read
died
it
in the comic, like, 3 years back.
No
Right
shit.
When the show was taking off.
No
so,
kidding.
Yeah, it was the anniversary of the comic. The show was just, I think it was in its second season. And I was watching then, and I was just like, okay, is Glenn going to die in this episode? Because it was only a matter of time. It's just like, I would watch him every week and I'd think, Dead Man Walking.
Yeah. Well, I think, the part of the problem, well, that's not a problem. People are saying that he's still alive. Right. Now, I didn't see the show on Sunday night. Of course, it was fucking spoiled. You know, the funny thing is, I don't even like The Walking Dead. Like, I never watched it. I'm writing it for a site. I write reviews for the site. And so now, since I started writing the reviews, now I watch it, and I like it enough. It's okay. One of the reasons I don't like it is because it's real. I mean, not so much the zombie part, but if society ever breaks down, this is the shit that's going to happen. This is how people are going to treat each other, and that shit, so real.
That's why I stopped watching. It was just like... It's too real. It wasn't the real gore for me. It was just like, oh my god, this is so fucking depressing.
This is what... Right. So
it was just bumming me out. I was just like, I can't take it anymore.
And it was the same thing with the comic. I never really read the comic. I picked up an issue here to here, but I just couldn't get into it. So people are hoping, beyond hope, that he's still alive. Now, I'm not going to spoil... I mean, you already know. He's on top of a dumpster with this other character, Nicholas, who loses his shit, kills himself, and ends up bringing Glenn down into this zombie horde. And they just start eating him. Now, people are hoping that the zombies are eating Nicholas and that Glenn finds a way to get underneath the dumpster. Beside, you know, not taking into account what you just told me because I didn't know, there's no possible way this guy was alive. Yeah. He's dead. Dead, dead, dead. And it goes back to what I said, that this show is so real. He had to die. He has to die. Yeah. Because these characters, whether you love them or not, this is what happens when society breaks down and the zombie apocalypse. People die randomly.
You're talking about, you know, the main character losing his hand like he did in the comics.
Yes. Yeah, now that I did know, and I think they also set that up because he did in this episode. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No, I don't watch that either.
Do you know about the Red Wedding?
I think I've heard about it.
Well, the Red Wedding is basically everything that just happened in this show. In the Red Wedding, they killed off like three major characters in one blow. And good characters. And as I'm watching this, as I see Glenn go down, I'm like, this is the fucking Red Wedding. This is exactly what this is. And I was watching Game of Thrones. I picked it up later. And when I caught up to that Red Wedding, I stopped watching because it's so fucking depressing. And that's where I'm at with this, with The Walking Dead. Like, so Rick's probably going to lose his hand, but Rick's in some deep shit now because everything that's going on and... But yeah, I think I would be really, really surprised if Glenn pulls it out. He's dead. And then now that you say that he's dead in the comics, he's definitely
dead. There's things in the comics that might happen. Like, in the comics, what's the punk-ass kid's name?
Carl.
Has not only did he lose his eye, but his skin's somehow he didn't turn. He's not dead, but he's got this big hole in his face. And I'm just like, Jesus, it's just, oh my god, depressing is all shit.
Yeah, and exactly, the same thing, I never got into the comics.
I'm one of these, you know, I don't expect anybody to blow sunshine up my ass all the damn time. But at the same time, I don't want to be depressed with every fucking thing.
Well, that's why it is a good show.
Yeah.
It's written well. It's characters, it's got great character development, but to your point, it is so fucking depressing. Like, beyond characters dying, like I said, it's just, the shit breaks down, and really, we are all just, we get philosophical here for a minute, we are really just a disaster away from this shit happening, whether it's, you know, a meteor hitting, or the grid going down, like, this shit is real, it's gonna really happen. And that's why but it amazes me that people are so drawn to it.
I think more people would have lost. I mean, I think there's a huge amount of people losing their shit over Glenn. And again, of course, you know, losing their shit about it being spoiled. And I'm like,
I'll tell you
live in a fucking rock, okay?
I got to know. You know how I am. I don't really care about spoilers. You don't really care about spoilers. Spoilers. I was fucking annoyed when I got up the next day. And again, this is my fault. Nobody has to blame but me, because all the shit that I follow and all the fucking headlines, Glenn died. I mean, Jesus Christ. Give me at least, give me a couple hours.
I mean, I agree with you. I mean, if you're going to be online, you got to expect spoilers. On the other token, just don't put it out there in bold fucking headlines. A lot of the fucking websites were doing that. I'm like, really?
Some of them said major character died. A lot of them just flat out said Glenn died. It's really? Like, dude, at least give it a day. Not everybody watches it in real time.
It's funny, because all I could think of when that happened is it's like, there's still a movement out there, and I've seen this on shirts. If Daryl dies, we all riot.
Yeah. You're right, it's still out there. My daughter just said that to me, like, if Daryl dies, I'll not watch the show, and I'm like, why? He's not that, I mean, he's okay if a character,
there's
but
no comic counterpart for him either.
Yeah, so he could die.
But that's the thing, it's just like, he wasn't supposed to be this as popular as he was supposed to die off, and he didn't.
Well, I think that's kind of cool. I mean, I don't care about the character, but I like when characters do take on a life of their own. You know, like, bit characters like that, or throwaway characters grow. Harley Quinn, bit character, grew into her own thing. I like that.
I mean, at least, I mean, you want to talk, you know, what fucking Denny did for some of these laughable villains. He made, you know, fucking Mr. Freeze, he made him sympathetic.
Although I think they ruined him in the second show, in the second version of the show. I think he's better in the first, the animated series.
I mean, when the cryogen made him lose his body and shit, that was just like, But still, it's just like, he really never had a backstory. It's just like, okay, can't be exposed to, there was an accident, he has to be in the cold all the damn time. But that's all you knew about him. But then he just brought this level to him, and same with Poison Ivy, too. It was just like,
yeah, you're absolutely Poison Ivy too.
She went from, you know, just this chick with a gimmick who, you know, like, she loved plants. She would play with plant poison, and she would, you know, wear this kiss, this lipstick, which would control men, to an environmental terrorist.
You know, he really, through that show, he really brought characters, gave them good characters. It's because it was a cartoon. I know everybody says it's an animated show, blah, 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 but back then,
it was a fucking cartoon. Way you slice it.
It was a cartoon, and he really developed characters in that show.
The only one he really didn't touch that much was the Riddler for some reason. Yeah.
The Riddler? Yeah, I can't recall any episodes off the top of my head.
One or two, and that was about it. I mean, it's just...
Well, I like the Riddler. The Riddler's one of my favorite Batman
ones. For some reason, they just really underused him in this series. In the series, I don't know why. Maybe they just couldn't. I don't know, maybe they just couldn't figure out a good way to use them without them seeming cheesy. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. We're way off topic and over time.
we're over an hour. What do you got going on? Anything?
I am actually writing kind of a retrospect about my days of collecting comics. Yeah,
really. You are on this big, massive, epic writing thing. Like, you are writing epic
articles. But it's taken me forever. How long is it?
That's what happens when you write epic articles. What are you going to write about? Like, what's your focus?
You know,
what are you trying to say?
I just want to give a snapshot into the life of a comic collector. You know, just like, why I did it, why I stopped doing it. You know, what made me what brought me from a casual collector to just a casual buyer to an actual collector, and just why am I not buying today? You know, just kind of a,
so it's not just an historical piece. It's more
a retrospect, just a personal one man's, you know, just one geek looking back on his life.
Interesting. Yeah, I look forward to that.
I mean, it's just, I think I got to do these because it's just like, life gets in the way, and like, we were talking about it last week, you know, the shit that went down, you know, Sam Wilson, Captain America. It bothered me. I started writing something, then I got distracted. Next thing I know, it's like we're 2 weeks out, and it's like, wow, this isn't relevant anymore. What's the point?
See? Absolutely. I totally agree with you.
It's just...
But that, you know, that's the news cycle.
It just, you know, it would have been a good article if I would have had the time, but, you know, I can't dedicate as much as I want to.
But I think, because I think about this as often, I think there's still room to write these articles.
Maybe.
Like, you know, okay, so maybe
when it comes, you know, but the thing is just like 2 weeks.
You want to, it's time, I know what you're saying, you want to hit it by the iron's hot, but that doesn't mean.
No, go ahead.
It's just that, you know, he's still Captain America, the issue's still out there. So, I don't know.
You know, maybe I'll revisit it, like, when it comes around back in trade paperback, which probably won't be that long, you know. Probably, like,
in about six months or something.
Like that. And that's not meant as a shot, but that's, you know. Yeah.
No, I know what you mean.
That one wasn't meant as a shot, but just, you know, for a while there, just Marvel was telling writers to only write four-issue story lengths, the story arcs.
Four.
They stopped doing that practice. They honestly did stop doing that practice. So now, you know, people write to write. They are not being told, you know, you can't make an ongoing thing. Not everybody. Right. You can't be a Chris Claremont. Yeah, that's fine. But, you know, it'll circle back around, and then I'll probably tackle it then. I still got, you know, the most of it, so see what happens.
Sounds good, man. I look forward to that.
What about yourself?
Man, I got nothing on the agenda right now. Swirling around a new internet show. It's a time of the week. Other than that, man, I got really nothing planned. I mean, I got a lot of shit I want to
tell me about it.
But like you said, time issue. You're right about that. Yeah, time flies. You can check me out on the-newsbox.com. You can check Brian out on castscorner.com, and you can check us both out, our old shows, on fanboyfactor.com.
And to keep up with the latest and greatest, just go over to our feeds over on Stitcher, out on iTunes. But there's only one true way to find out when those new episodes come out.
Yeah, you gotta subscribe. Get all your friends to do it. Yeah, make it a party.
Have fun with it.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, your friends need it, you need it. Your mom probably needs it.
We're doing it naked.
Should we mention moms and
naked? Yeah.
All right, brother.
Yes, sir.